The House of Culture in the Moravian town of Proskeov is one of the country's best examples of the Art Nouveau style. Built by the famous architect Jan Kokera, it celebrates its 99th birthday this Friday. The director of the House of Culture, Alena Špurná, shows Dida Asiedu around the newly renovated structure in today's spotlight.
Jan Kokera, nowadays, he's a renowned Art Nouveau architect, and his pieces of architecture are everywhere in the middle of Europe, in Prague, in Vienna. So the experts, or those who understand architect, they appreciate him very much. When he was building the National House in Prostov, he was only 33, young man, very, very charming, I must say, because the period pictures show him, you know, in the head, and really a lovely person. So it was rather daring to get him for such a big project, and it turned to be a very good choice.
Could you describe this building to our listeners a little bit? What makes it so special?
Well, I think the atmosphere is beautiful. Some people say the theater is the core of the building, and it was made like a fairy tale. And I hope the atmosphere still is rather emotional, specific, and just the style, the Art Nouveau style, which is on the ceilings, in the chandeliers, in the lights especially, in the colors. It is a harmonious building.
Okay, if we could just walk through this building a little bit. We're now standing in the green room, then there is a red room, there is also a blue room. Do you know what they were used for in the early 20th century?
Yes, we are in the social part of the building. So it was meant for socializing, and it still is. It's the same, actually, the concept. The whole building had three different parts. The social part, this one, then downstairs there are restaurant and a cafe, and the main part of the building was the theater itself. So these three parts. And, well, if I say socializing, and I should specify it a little bit, then I would say everything, seminars, balls, family evenings.
The town of Prostějov had a very rich cultural life at the end of the 19th century and the early 20th century.
That's it. It was a flourishing town, and it was, I would say, in a size, it was one of the biggest towns in Moravia at that time of the century. And industry and other things were also rich, flourishing, and really prosperous. So culture as well, and there was no media, nothing like television, radio, and so on. So people loved theater, and there were moving groups of actors, and they loved coming here into the town because the conditions for making plays were very good, but good at various pubs and inns around the town. Whereas after 1907, when the building, the National House, was built, now they were a really luxurious place to give their plays. So they loved even more to come.
I would say the darkest period for this building was the Second World War. How did it suffer in those years?
In 1942, the Germans decided to change the building according to their own vision, taste, and style. And they started to rebuild the theater itself. So Art Nouveau decorations, stucco decorations, many glasses, lights, and everything, they took away. They didn't destroy it. They stored it in the attic and so on, but they changed the style from the Art Nouveau decorative and, as I have said, the fairy tale style into rather simple and pure or rather blunt style or whatever, yes. So this was their idea. There wasn't any other reason, but, you know, the war, it's also maybe especially about culture fighting, you know, so they wanted to have their own culture in here.
If we could walk over to the theater. It sounds like somebody's already rehearsing.
adjusting our sound system. Yes, we are adjusting it because after half a year of not working at all, it needs renovations and definitely many testing, as you can hear now, just now.
It looks like the sound system is working very well.
Yes, exactly. It'll be day by day full of performances and concerts until Christmas, and we have to pack our season into, you know, fewer days, and so it's going to be really difficult for us to manage all the performances and so on.
If we could go back actually to the time when the National Theatre came back into the hands of the Czechs after the Germans left, what condition was it in?
After the Second World War, you know, as every building, probably bigger building, it was dilapidated, and in the 50s there was no time to repair it because there were other priorities like schools and you know, all the basics which are necessary to be repaired and renovated and so on. So finally in 1956 they decided to do the necessary works because all the plaster and all the piping needed this as a kind of basic repairs. And so then they started in 1956. They planned it for 4 years, but finally it was almost 14 years as it, you know, turned into a very difficult thing. So renovations after every, I would say, 15 years until these days. But now we are focusing also on interiors, not only on the basics, but also on something more.
If we could walk over down this corridor to one of two hidden chambers, which are extremely unique. Each of them is attached to a balcony that looks out over the stage of the theater. Is this what life was like 100 years ago?
I think so, yes. I think the mayor of the town used to come here into this chamber with some VIPs, and before the play they had some talks, some wine, some coffee, I guess, maybe some important negotiations. Definitely this is very cozy, and it, again, I think the atmosphere here is noble and somehow mystic.
There are a few armchairs, there's a fireplace.
Yes, exactly.
And a very large mirror, which I will not go near. Is this the original furniture that was here then?
Yes, but of course it was renovated. Also, all the furniture which is in this building, Jan Kotěra, the architect of the building, planned and designed himself. I think it's not easy to explain what happened with this corridor and why I'm so happy standing here under this high ceiling. But during the German renovations or repairs in 1942, the Germans decided to make the ceilings lower, and they actually hid the stucco decorations, they took away the chandeliers, and now it's all back and in full beauty. And I really think that many people, Prostějov people, the citizens, will be absolutely, absolutely shocked to see it.
Now, during this renovation work, you found out that it took only a year and a half to actually build this building.
Yes, that's true. It was a record, I think. It was really short time.
The building is going to turn 100 next year. How are you going to celebrate that birthday?
There will be lots of different occasions, concerts, exhibitions, and so on. So we will have a calendar of these during the year, and actually the climax or the ending itself will be on the 1st of December 2007. It'll be a big concert of a philharmonic orchestra with our singer Eva Urbanová, who comes to Prostějov.